More news items. Two-wheel tribute for biker Oliver. Hundreds of bikers from across Devon assembled in Teignmouth last Saturday for a poignant final ride out to honour the memory of a Teignmouth teenager. The biking fraternity gathered to act as an escort for the funeral of Oliver Weston, who sadly died following a fatal collision at Haldon Hill earlier in August. The two-wheeled tribute to Oliver saw more than 120 motorcyclists joining his cortege from the top of Exeter Road and riding out with it to the funeral at Exeter Crematorium. In a statement, his family said that Oliver had brought joy, energy and laughter to those who knew him and that he will forever remain in our hearts. Oliver had a passion for living his life and working hard. His spare time was spent with his motorbikes, which were a huge part of his life. Donations in memory of Oliver are going to the Devon Air Ambulance.
Teddy's Leap of Faith for Churches. If you head down to St Michael's Church in Kingstainton on September the 14th, you'll be in for a big surprise. As well as a teddy bear's picnic, you'll find daring soft toys bracing themselves ready to parachute off the top of the church tower. The event is part of a Devon Historic Churches Day, which celebrates the work of churches across the county and raises money to help maintain these historic landmarks. Any brave teddy bears that are up for the challenge in Kingstainton should register in the morning, ready for the drop at 2 p.m. St Michael's will be open throughout the day and visitors will be able to take a trip up the tower, visit the art exhibition, see a model operational train and listen to live music. As well as a short service of blessing, there will also be a teddy bear's breakfast and picnic lunch and afternoon tea. St Michael's is not the only church opening its doors to celebrate Historic Churches Day. In Teignmouth, Andy Harding is doing a sponsored walk from St Michael's to St Nectans in Ashcombe via all eight churches in the Holden Mission community. He's particularly keen to raise money for the Devon Historical Churches Trust to help fund the essential repair of the unique roof lantern in the octagonal nave at St James's in Teignmouth. Many churches are opening their towers, so you can enjoy stunning views of the countryside. These include the churches of St Mary in King's Kerswell, St Michael in Ilsington and St Gregory in Dawlish. For those who prefer to enjoy the view closer to ground level, Buckland in the Moor will be worth a visit to see the stunning Dahlia Festival. Other churches opening their doors on Saturday, September the 14th are St John in Bishopstainton, St Paul in Chudley Knighton, St Blaise in Hackham, St Mary in Idford and St John in Luton, St Andrew in Ipplepen, St Andrew in Moreton Hampstead, St Clements in Powderham, St Peter in Sheldon, St George in Shillingford and St Michael in Tresham. Most will be offering refreshments.
Traditional fun at Much Loved Country Show. The crowds came out in force for this year's Lusley show at the end of last month. The traditional August bank holiday show, which has been running since 1887, boasted the return of a number of popular activities, including the Lusley Tug of War competition, won this year by the Brookfield Bashers. The Lusley 10K took place alongside the show, and the winner was Rory Barclay Watt from Exeter Harriers, who completed the course in 36 minutes, 23 seconds. The fastest female was Amy Jones, who crossed the line in 45 minutes, 16 seconds. Show chairman John Coleman said, "It was great to have such a busy and well-received show this year, and we were delighted to bring back some of the traditional entertainments that people love at country shows." The show had its biggest ever entry of classic vehicles, with more than 60 cars and tractors displaying. And Lusley Garden Society hosted the traditional and well-supported horticultural show skills. And the article is surrounded by photographs. There's everything from the Brookfield Bashers are tugging for all they're worth. There's live music going on. There's vegetable animals. And there's one which is rather cute because it's made out of a cabbage and corn on the cob. And I think it's meant to resemble a pig.
Council powers more than a million miles. Devon County Council's DCC network of public electric vehicle chargers have electrified more than 1 million miles of road travel in under 2 years since installation. The chargers, installed in partnership with Scottish Power, aim to help tackle the challenges caused by Devon's rural and dispersed landscape. Currently, 30% of the region's carbon emissions stem from on-road transportation, which DCC hopes to lower through this partnership that has seen 130 charge points installed across 53 sites. Carried out on behalf of the Devon Climate Emergency Initiative, the network rollout has been a collaborative effort between Scottish Power, Devon County Council and five other local councils. With the initial installation taking place in 2022, the network went live last year with the charge points compatible with all makes of electric vehicles, fully charging a 50 kilowatt battery in 2 to 4 hours, providing a range of up to 200 miles depending on the vehicle's specification. This move has helped the area take strides forward in its roadmap towards sustainable transport, with the public EV charging infrastructure benefiting both local residents and tourists. These charge points have been strategically placed in public car parks, including park and ride facilities, to optimise Devon's sustainable public transport network, making it easier for people to adopt greener travel habits. Last year, the UK Department of Transport reported that the average person in England travelled 5,720 miles in 1 year, with the majority of these journeys being taken by car. In the first year of being live, the new network of charge points in Devon has removed the equivalent of 1 to 174 of these yearly journeys and replaced them with fully electric miles. Andrea Davis, Cabinet Member at Devon County Council for Climate Change, Environment and Transport, said, "Our partnership with Scottish Power has been instrumental in driving the adoption of electric vehicles across Devon. With 30% of our carbon emissions coming from road transportation, it was crucial to take bold steps towards a greener future. By installing these charge points, we are not only reducing emissions, but also building confidence among our residents to make the switch to electric vehicles. Scottish Power's expertise has been invaluable, offering a seamless installation and maintenance process at a cost that benefits the people of Devon. Building a robust network of public EV charge points is essential in encouraging more people to switch to electric vehicles, and we are proud to have played a part in making Devon a greener place and look forward to partnering with more local councils to extend this transformation."